A day after Congressman Kendrick Meek announced he has raised nearly $1.5 million in the early days of his campaign for the U.S. Senate, he announced today that he intends to qualify for the ballot by gathering signatures by petition.
As far as we're concerned, and the checking that we have checked with the elections office, that there has not been a person running statewide for any office, need to be governor or comptroller or, I'm state CFO or any of the old offices before we had cabinet reform some 8 or 9 years ago. It hasn't been done. It's a very difficult job. I mean, it's hard to get out there and get those petitions, to get them filled out correctly, to get them turned in. There are a lot of moving parts.
Meek will have a year to collect the 112,000-plus signatures he'll need to qualify to get on the ballot. Sometimes local candidates qualify to get on a ballot by gathering petitions, but it's nearly unprecedented for a candidate running for statewide office in Florida, home to approximately 18 million people, to qualify in such a fashion. Meek said he did not intend to pay people to collect signatures and acknowledged that it's unconventional.
For us to win this race, we have to run a non-traditional campaign. It will not be a textbook campaign. It will be a campaign that will go directly to the people. It will be a campaign that will motivate volunteers to do more. It'll be the kind of campaign that Floridians will be familiar with in a very special way.
Andy said that in some ways it will be a listening tour, a la Hillary Clinton in New York in 1999 on her statewide tour.
I think as a sitting member of the U.S. Congress, it's good, you know, that I would that I am going to be in neighborhoods, in communities, asking people to assist me and signing a petition to put my name on the ballot. That means I have to share my vision for Florida. I have to listen about what they would like to see in a U.S. senator. And I look forward to listening to Floridians